Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Okay, Chauncey, we're in August, baby. You know what that means.
Some football.
Football, back to school, the whole nine yards. So before we get into our normal topics, what is the back to school schedule for our students in Muskegon this year? Because I know some are starting before the holiday, and some are starting after.
I know at Muskegon, we start after Muskegon Hikes. I think they start the 21st, if I'm not
mistaken.
Hikes
does. I know they start early.
Yeah, they start early. I know Covington Academy, they rock and rolling right now, I think, MCA.
Wow.
So they got the dormitories now. So they
Sure do. Yep.
So they rocking and rolling right now, 16 through 22. So they doing their thing. So a lot of summer programs got getting ready to end out. And it's looking big. I know they had voted on if they was going to do that, but then that was going to kill the tourism.
Yeah, but I guess you can get a waiver or a voucher, and they gave a number of like 100 school districts that did go ahead and receive that voucher. So they'll be starting back to school before Labor Day.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay, so.
But I don't think we're one of them, though.
Okay, didn't know.
Because that's time for professional development.
Yes. Yes.
Like you push that back, you miss out on the vacation and the professional development to train the administrative staff and your support staff.
And, you know, and I think about what do you really gain or benefit for those few days prior to the break, right?
Nothing.
And then you go into a holiday break, and some kids' parents, if it's going to be extended, they're going to pull them out of class anyway.
They're not going to break them.
Yeah. So, again, I guess it's to each its own, but I really like the fact of starting school after Labor Day.
Yeah, I do too. That works for the benefit, and it gets your for us, for like teachers and educators, it gets us in a mindset like, okay, after this weekend right here, this is the last weekend of the summer.
Right.
Now it's time to make sure the clothes are ready, the mindset is ready, the book bag by the door.
Okay.
You know, the classroom was right, so you had that time to go on and transition in.
Yeah. Versus ramping up, then you shut it back down because of the holiday weekend, and then you go back into it again. So I'm with you, man. Just let's wait till after the holiday, get it in, get it going, call it good.
Yeah. So we got football on deck.
Yeah.
I can't wait to that. I like that stuff. Even though I never played football, I like hanging around, tailgating.
Oh yeah.
Cracking jokes and just building that camaraderie and relationships. I always show up to stuff like that, and it's just fun. Saturday night football, Friday night lights, Saturday mornings. Tailgates.
All right.
With the Spartans and, Big Ten and NFL Sundays.
NFL Sundays,
that's
man.
3 days, right?
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You're right. Monday night football. You got two exclusive teams playing on Monday. Then they get to the point they got Thursday night.
Well, yeah, they have Thursday night football later on, but I have to go out and support the Little Reds because my son's the head coach. So, I'm going to be there. So, actually, my football weekend starts Thursday.
Right, the little kids, too.
Four.
Right? Yeah, the JV team.
Yeah, the JV.
Yep, your son coaches, Cameron.
So four out of 7 days.
You watch the football.
During the fall involved with football.
So Thursday, you do a scout report for your son because you're a former coach and mentor.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
You're telling him, like, look, you need to get this together.
Oh, yeah.
Friday, you enjoying it as a Muskegon fund,
Doing a fundraiser and what have you,
Then Saturday, you watching the college.
College.
You got Khalil.
Yep, we're going to watch Khalil. Their opening game is on ESPN Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Yep. I can't wait to check that out.
That's going to be a major event for our family. So we're definitely going to be there.
Then Sunday. Oh, y'all going to the game? Huh?
Well, no, we're not going to go to the game because, unfortunately, Muskegon plays
Stevenson, right?
Stevenson in Chicago.
Oh, man, it's going to be. They're getting a bus.
Logistically,
too,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah. So we're thinking about Georgia Tech, though, when they play.
Yeah,
in Atlanta.
So everybody gonna have it on the radio. Then they gonna be listening on the radio on the way down to Stevenson. Then, cause it got to be on ESPN radio.
But it's a night game. See,
prime time.
It's a prime time. So when we get back to the hotel,
it's gonna be in Hotline. It's gonna be in Georgia Tech. Or it's gonna be
the opener against Virginia.
Okay.
Okay. So it's in Virginia.
That's a rivalry game.
But it's
game
an ESPN
again.
Night game. Yeah, it's a rivalry.
Ooh, he about to have some.
So when we leave we finish up the game, Chicago, we'll go back to the hotel. We can watch it.
Okay.
At the hotel, so we won't miss anything.
Yeah, so you're going to be all right. I think I'm going to probably ride a fan bus or some, or probably some of our coaching staff will drive down. We can hang out in Chicago. Because Stevenson is a good school now.
Oh, man.
That last game last year looked like an NFL game. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a
that last
game,
play.
Man.
Yeah, we came up short. One play, man.
Yeah.
That boy did good. That big boy, what's his name? Stepped in for quarterback at Khalil sometimes last year.
Oh, Ladarius.
Man, he did a great job.
Ladarius. Yeah, he did a great job, man.
So that's when I knew we were gonna have a special team last year and this year. So it's a lot of kids coming back.
A lot of great expectations for the football program this year, which actually starts first game is the last Friday in August.
All right.
Okay, so that tells us we're 3 weeks away, man, from the first football game. Three Fridays away.
It's serious business
incredible?
Right now.
It's incredible, man.
Yeah, it's
summer
incredible.
Summer gone, Doc.
Man, it's gone. It's out of here.
But I'm going to enjoy what's left.
That's right. I like the fall, though, because you get to dress down a little bit, have your hoodie on.
Oh, yeah.
Sweats, your boots, Timberlands.
We're in Michigan. You know, we've been there most of our lives, and we're used to it. So that's good.
Yeah, man, that's good. Man. So I've been stocking up on fall gear like that. I've been buying fall gear in the summertime.
That's how you do it?
Yeah, I'm going on Nike.com getting stuff. So
that's a part of good budgeting, good financial planning.
Yep. So we got we done talked about the college kids, the high school kids. But we got somebody in.
We got a couple guys there kind of been in the headlines.
Yeah, we got
recently
Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
That's right. We got Michael Vick came at him.
Right.
And say he need to cut his hair.
He clean it up.
I like for what? What did he do? What did he do? Clean it up?
Yeah.
He not a fella. He didn't do nothing.
Yeah, he came back and apologized. He knew he was.
He was wrong.
He got out of his lane on that one, Doc.
They call that a syndrome, what he just did. It's a syndrome where African Americans act towards they own like that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's a syndrome that it's on my tongue right now. I can't remember. But then after that, Ray Lewis came up and do something.
Ray Lewis came at him too.
To that same degree. His boy Sharp shut him up.
Oh, really?
Sharp was like, look, man, you telling me the owners? We can't just let the owners, we can't have a conversation just as an urban community.
Right.
Like the owners will never face police brutality.
No.
The owners will never have their kids being pulled over by the police. The owners will never have to worry about the crime and the violence. So you telling us, say, we're going to keep on having these conversations and keep on praying? That's what he said.
Yeah.
He said, when I'll give you an example. Shannon Sharp was like, he said, cancer, that's universal.
Yes, it is. Knows no gender, no bias, everybody.
He said, you have a conversation about cancer with the owners, they're going to understand. But you have a conversation about race.
No.
And they are not. So you got to make them feel what's going on in their cities where people are buying tickets. Because Baltimore got a lot of dead bodies. But it also has police brutality.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
so, But then Ray Lewis's rebuttal was, hey, if I was him, I would say, look, leave your civil disobedience at home and come play football.
It's not civil disobedience. It was nothing disobedient. He had a statement to make. He did it in a very nonviolent way. And unfortunately, the owners of the league took offense. And there's coaches out there that saying, you know what, that's a great talent. We love to bring him in.
And they're having a conversation. So what owners are doing, they're having a conversation. Like some of the most recent ones was Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll said, but his locker room wants the guy.
Oh, I know it, man. These are players. Players get it. Yeah.
Like, man, bring him in. He's good.
Right.
He's great.
He's not a disruptive player. Peace in the locker room. The man displayed
character,
actions on field prior to the game, not during the game. And I think the public just went to the extreme on this situation.
Yep, and everybody's talking about they entertaining the idea, they're entertaining it. And then I know the Baltimore Ravens, their owner, they had like a forum, like he was like some type of guy that punched his wife.
Right.
Or like Ray Lewis did, murdered a guy. They had a forum.
Yeah, to find out if the fan base supported the team bringing him in.
So, look at this. This is another thing Sharp said. He said, they didn't do all this when you got in trouble, did they, Ray Lewis?
No.
He went to court. Next thing you know, he was playing the Super Bowl.
He's playing the Super Bowl, yeah. Mike Vick, back in the league, and when you compare the two actions.
Got an opportunity to start with the Eagles for a minute.
Okay. I don't think what Kaepernick done was anything nearly as gross negligence on their part as Michael Vick.
And then look, when you look at it, does Kaepernick have any victims?
There are no victims that I know of. Okay? None. Nonviolent, totally.
No victims?
Nope.
What you did to the flag has really wounded me forever.
He didn't do anything to the flag. for all those that still wanted to stand in honor.
Because there's certain religions that kneel to the flag, don't they?
Well, I don't know about kneeling to the flag. I mean, you know, as soldiers, you know, you're taught to salute.
Yes, right. As a what?
Okay, as a soldier.
So as a soldier, you help me gain my freedom to display how I feel about that flag.
That's right.
So I have a right, inalienable right to display my affection or my digress towards that.
That is one of your rights, a freedom of speech.
So that affects my job capacity because the owner of the Dallas Cowboys said, if nobody don't stand for that flag, you can't play for the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they took that literally.
America's team. I thought the Patriots were America's team, though.
I don't know, man. I think they are.
Me too. They the ones got the W's.
Yeah, they got the rings up there.
Yeah, they don't got the unbreakable quarterback.
Right.
their quarterback is like the man.
The standard.
The GOAT.
The standard. When you say NFL quarterback, you think of Tom Brady.
So that's
baby.
America's team right that's there. That's so like right. Dallas, I don't know
red,
what you
white,
think he
blue.
Doing. Yeah, they.
Yeah. So
and I don't mean, I'm not even into football like that, but I'm like, I don't like Dallas, America's team, and you trying to make a stand. Like if you don't stand up, like okay. So like, I wish it was like that for civil rights.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that the media and the league has totally blown this out of proportion.
They found a way to control somebody.
Yeah,
control their destiny because they got a voice and
we'll
in the positive
show you.
Age.
We'll show you. And it is what it is. So we'll see.
If you have a conscious mind, we'll show you. But if you act a fool, we'll give you opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
man, that's reverse psychology. If I try to think about the pain and suffering of somebody else.
Look at here, man. This
I'm
morning,
penalized?
Yeah.
But if I commit an act of crime, yeah, we can forgive him. We can bring him in. Put him on the team.
I don't know if you've seen this. The body cams they got now, right? All the police supposed to wear the body cams. They had this one stop in Chicago, two officers. And they had the body cams on. They searched. You know, first of all, my brother don't know what you're stopping me for.
Right.
Never told him. Never said what they were stopping him for. Searched the car. Found nothing. Turned off the body cams. Okay? Short time later, they turn them back on, and now they're searching the car again. Oh, look what we found. Okay? So
they planted something.
Yeah. So they had to go back, and they went through all these guys' arrests. And they've had to let a number of people go because of these bad cops. And unfortunately, 100% of the stops they made were African-American men. This is what Kaepernick was protesting.
That's right. There you
go. He had a legitimate gripe in the fact that, you know, there's some bad apples out there. There's some bad seeds in the black community, but not all of them, you know, and you need to treat it accordingly. But when you go to planting dope in order to make arrests, that's way across the line. And that's what my man was talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, and a lot of times we are, we're guilty, then proven innocent.
Oh, no doubt.
That's what I know. And it's like, I'm not saying I'm not afraid when I ride around or anything or go anywhere, but I'm conscious.
You better be.
Like I was in Battle Creek driving yesterday. I was like, this is a remote area.
Okay.
Make sure I do everything right.
Me.
And I haven't been pulled over since 1997. And I'm like, I don't want to go through the hassle.
No, I don't.
I don't even want to feel like that. But I think like that in the back of my mind. I'm like, why do I have to think like that?
Because if it were to happen, you become a potential victim. Okay? And you just don't want to be a potential victim.
I just don't want to be
in any kind of circumstance.
And that's the fear factor that we have. Being African American is like, and I see why Kaepernick taking that knee. I see it.
Yeah, and I have to support the guy. I really do. I can't say that he's wrong. If I had to make a decision as to he's right or he's wrong, I got to go with he's right.
I'd be right.
So, but let's hope the guy get a break. Somebody comes to their senses and realize what the talent is, and the fact that the guy had a social statement to make. And he did it, and I thought it was somewhat of a classy way.
Yeah.
It was nonviolent, never, you know, swore.
He ain't get on the microphone and cuss nobody out, swing at nobody.
No.
Call nobody out their name.
Mm-mm.
He ain't make some players joined him, But they didn't stand outside the stadium and boycott a team.
Nope. Mm-mm. And he's not anti-American. He's not. I can guarantee you that, man. Yeah. So
then what do we got locally? Former Mr. Basketball and Michigan State Spartan, Keith Appleton, was sentenced to 1 year in jail today for bringing like a Draco or something into an adult entertainment venue.
Those places he liked to hang out and frequent. So
I don't know what happened to him. I mean, each man to each his own, but I've heard that he has a gang pass and a criminal pass. And it hurts seeing a Spartan, but a lot of times you come from those communities.
Yeah.
Can't let him go.
You can't let it go, man.
Can't let it go. And that's why with those police, they justify it. Let me plant this dope on this person. Mm-hmm. Let me put this gun on this person because they got this prior record, this prior history, or the neighborhood we in, it's just a shut and close case.
Yes, it is. Because the prosecutors, okay, they're not going to push back.
No, like, oh, we saw him before. We know, yeah, he guilty. Yeah. Yep, come on.
Yeah,
you want a plea deal, sir? You don't got enough money.
Got a plea bargain, baby.
Got a plea bargain for you. Look, 3 years. I ain't do it. Look, you know it's gonna cost this much. The retainer is like $7,000 for their case.
Okay.
I ain't do it.
Right. Like, and they always say that they're not innocent.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Well, sometimes they're not guilty.
They're not guilty. So it just happens. And just looking at Keith Appleton's case, it's sad that he made a bad decision. And I think last time I checked, he was at Orlando Magic a couple years ago, and he made $118,000.
Okay, that's not chump change. Yep.
And his family's in Detroit. And I love the brother. He was a good basketball player. I appreciate him as a Spartan. And when he was in Detroit, as Mr. Basketball, when he broke Antoine Joubert's record in a championship game.
Okay.
With Derrick Nix on his team, I think it was like 2010.
Yeah,
or 2009. It was 2009's championship. Yep, and he scored like 47 points.
Yeah, that was that Class A game.
Yep.
Yep.
He was awesome in that game. So he's always going to go down for that. You can't take it away from him. And he has his college education. But it's just like he has these strikes against him now. Because it's not one time he had a gun. It's several times.
No.
He's been known to carry heat on him.
Right.
You know,
yep.
So.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the first time.
So that's that's that part of the show. It's just, you know, just talking about stuff like that and just living in our community. But what we got on our plate this week, Tony, is cash back credit cards. I know sometime back you really are invested into having cash back credit cards.
Oh, yes.
And I have a list here of credit cards, but I want to hear your spiel and take on it on just why is it important to get credit cards that got rewards?
Well, it's like if you're going to spend the money, right, you may as well try to get something out of the deal other than the fact that you just paid your bill. So if you can rack up reward points for – and again, you have – to be very meticulous and dedicated when you use this process, because it requires you to pay off that credit card at the end of 30 days.
You're right. Okay. You're right.
So the money sits in your checking account through the course of the month while you use your credit card to pay your phone bill, your auto insurance, your cable bill, purchase your groceries. You can pay for many items using your credit card. For every dollar you spend, there's a certain amount of points that you accumulate for using this credit card. And at the end of the month, when you get the credit card statement, you have to write that check in full and pay it off. Go back to zero.
Every month. I was sitting with a client the other day. I usually meet people at restaurants at some of my favorite spots like a Panera or a Karma's or something. And I sit with them with their credit reports. And a lot of times I see clients that I have, they'll go against the grain and do what you said, but they do it in the opposite way. They'll have the credit cards, mm-hmm. but they'll have balances from month to month to month. And they'll say like they paid the minimum payments.
Okay.
So, and I was sitting with a young lady the other day. I was telling her, I said, this is not good to do that. It's pay it off at the end of the month. So you can receive the incentive of having a zero balance and then see what kind of perks and rewards your credit cards have. So you can get that benefit of having financial power of a credit card.
That's right.
Credit cards, financial power and freedom where you can have access to something right now, but you got to have the discipline to pay it off.
That's right. And you don't pay interest.
See,
that's the other thing with the 30 days. There is no interest.
So it's like cash at that time, but you got to be disciplined enough to have your checking account linked to it and know that you're not going to live outside your means.
Because there are certain cars that everybody can't get.
You right.
Okay.
And I got some on
American
here.
American Express Black Card.
I know. So I got some credit cards here today. So what I was in my list, I was going to go off a credit card for each category. So the first one was the cashback flat rate cashback credit card. And it's a Citi Double Cash MasterCard, and it's by Citi.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it says annual fee none.
None.
And typical annual rebate $450. So if you'd like to keep a simple but lucrative cashback card in your wallet, Citi Double Cash is the tops. You'll earn 1% when you make a purchase and an additional 1% when you pay the bill for a total of 2% on everything you buy. The redemption options are flexible. Once your cashback balance is $25 or more, you can request a check, an account credit, or a gift. Or you can have the money deposited in a Citi checking account or savings, or into any checking account from which you've paid your credit card bill at least twice. Mm-hmm. Rewards expire if you don't earn any cash back for 12 months. So like you said, if you connect everything to it, every month you gaining at least 2 points for everything you buy. So like you got right. one thing you buy once, but you gain 2 points for it when you get over a certain balance.
Okay.
So that's a lot of money. You could put it in a separate account, or you can use it as cash.
Yeah, and you would ask the question, well, why would credit card companies do that? Well, the hook is everybody is not disciplined to the point where they're going to pay it off at the end of 30 days. So they're going to ultimately make their money off the interest.
Off the interest.
That they're going to nail you for when you miss your first monthly payment and it rolls into the next billing cycle. You're going to pay interest on whatever that balance is. So for those that can't do that, yeah, they're going to make money off of them.
Yep.
But if you're really, you know, astute about finances, you can do it. And it's definitely worth it because they all offer them. But I know you got some more over there.
Yep. Next one I have is cash back for savers. It says Fidelity Rewards Visa Signature. So for FidelityRewards.com. Annual fee, none. That's another one. No annual fee.
No annual fee.
So you got to have good credit to get no annual fee, right?
Not necessarily. A lot of them will do a no annual fee. Most of the higher your American Express, they definitely do an annual fee. But it's all because of what the perks they offer.
Yep. So this one right here says you earn cash back at a rate of 2% on all purchases if you deposit into rewards and eligible Fidelity investment account. But then also this one I like. You could divide your earnings among up to 5 qualifying accounts, including the brokerage account, retirement, cash account, and you can direct rewards to a friend or family member's account. And you also can accumulate it where they can use it for a 529 college savings account.
Okay.
So you can save it to somebody's college account, and you just buying stuff, like you said, every month.
Yeah. I mean, if you spend $100,000, okay, over the course of the year, 2% of $100,000 is $2,000. That they just gave you.
Wow, this is extra money.
It's just $2,000, yeah. It's cash back. But you paid it off, so you haven't paid any interest. So they basically haven't made any money off of you. And in turn, for using that card, they're going to deposit that $2,000, like you say, in whatever account that you want it to go to.
So they can go towards somebody. So every year you can save $2,000 if you're spending that type of money.
Yeah.
Over a 10-year period, you got $20,000. That's a down payment for a house.
There you go.
New car in 10 years. And all you did was pay your bills.
So all you did was pay your bills, man.
That's called making money work for you.
That's right.
Not against you.
That's absolutely right.
Man, that's a powerful tool. The next one is your thing. I know you got one of these. Is the travel. No fee travel rewards by Bank of America Card Travel Rewards Visa. And these are the best. I'm giving you the these are the Mercedes-Benz each category. It says no annual fee, bankofamerica.com. Sign up bonus. You get 20,000 points if you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days.
Easy.
Typical annual rebate, 34,000 points, worth $350 in statement credits for travel purchases.
That's so it.
That's your thing. That's your cup of tea, man. Right there.
That's it. And again, it's just for using the card. And if that's your thing, you want to do travel at a you know, at somewhat of a discounted rate.
Yes.
You know, for airlines, hotels. You know, dining, you know, gifts, whatever, then you know, that's the way to go. This is basically free money that they're giving you to use that card.
And they also talk about, it says you'll earn 1.5 points for every dollar you spend.
Mm-hmm.
3 points per dollar on purchases you make through Bank of America Travel Center shopping portal. So if you go to straight to Bank of America, you get 3.
Right.
So then now they keeping
you a little bump.
They keep you in the brand. Yes. So it's helping you invest in their business and their company, but you also getting double now.
Getting double.
Man, it's just this lovely game, Tony. This is a lovely game. It's this credit
card stuff. Credit cards aren't all bad, man. Yep. If you just, you got to be mindful, though. You got to, man.
You're exactly right, because some people look at it like, well, I can't deal with that. So they say, well.
And if you're not one that can pay it off in 30 days, then you probably need to find another kind of method in order to pay your bills. Don't pay interest.
Right. This is going to got to be a good credit card right here. It says, travel rebates worth the fee. The Barclays.
Ooh.
Barclay card arrival.
Ooh.
Plus World Elite MasterCard.
Ooh.
I know what Barclay is. We was in Africa. I went to Barclay Bank. I thought I was in the Taj Mahal.
International, baby.
Yes. So BarclayCard.arrival.com. Annual fee, $89. Waived in the first year. Sign up bonus, 50,000 miles if you spend $3,000 the first 90 days.
Not hard to do.
Man, that's crazy.
I know it.
But it's not hard to do, though.
It's not.
No, because look.
That's a month.
If you look at it, that's a month for them. Right. Most of us, like cars, if you got cars, house note.
Groceries.
Insurance payments.
Insurance, utilities.
Wow.
If there's any entertainment, food, whatever, yeah. 99% of all businesses accept credit cards.
So you're getting that budget, and you're able to go on a family vacation every year, too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the good part is at the end of the year, that credit card company sends you a statement, and it tells you everywhere you spent your money.
So guess what that does when that for tax
budget.
Time.
And it helps you with your taxes, and it helps you prepare to do a budget.
That's right, because you know how much you what's coming out of your pocket every year.
Yeah, and you know the next thing they're doing is they're giving you the free credit scores.
That's right, they are. Yep, all of them do. My credit card does that.
Yep, free credit score
and some identity tracker.
Yeah,
yep, okay, and tracking my identity.
That identity tracker.
Yep. So I get that and the free credit scores, all three with the reports on there. And it's a great benefit, you know, the gas cards and, like you said, travel. All that is good stuff that you look back, you're like, man, that really helped me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like you say, $2,000, man, a year.
Yep. So they say a typical annual rebate, 46,000 miles or $462 in statement credits for travel uses. You'll earn 2 miles for every dollar you spend with this card. And once you build up at least 10,000 miles, you can redeem them at the rate of a penny per mile for statement credit on travel purchases of $100 or more that you've made in the past 120 days. Qualifying purchases range from flights, hotel stays, and car rentals to fares for train, bus, taxi, and ferry rides. Each time you redeem miles, you will get a 5% bonus on the number of miles you trade in. Man, that's a great card, man.
That's a bad boy there, man.
But look what it said. It said Barclay.
I'm going to have to look into that one. I
looked at that's why I called this one out, because I was like, this is exclusive.
Yeah.
It's an exclusive club.
Yeah, it's only $89, too.
Yeah, that's an exclusive club to get all those perks. So now you'll be traveling everywhere because you're like, I'm getting paid to travel.
Yes.
That's the audience. And that's the whole audience. This is the point. Are we showing you like, oh, I thought y'all supposed to be credit and debt management. Yes.
We are.
Credit and debt planning for financial success. So that means get credit, manage it right, get paid to use their product.
That's right.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, man.
Get paid to use the product.
Yeah. Take, for instance, there's a guy that he buys a home he's going to fix up to sell it. He can go to Menards or Home Depot, charge up all that stuff, man, to renovate that home, pay it off every 30 days. By the time he get ready to flip that bad boy, he's probably amassed $50,000 to $60,000 in points.
You're right.
Just by using the card.
And fixing the house up.
Yeah.
Yep. Just buying all the stuff to fix the house up.
Yeah.
Buying lunch for the workers, all this and everything, doing for flooring. And you're like, oh, they gave me $25,000 to fix the house up, but I spent it all in points.
Right.
So I got all this cash back. And I got the house fixed up. And I sell the
and
house.
I'm ready
and I walk
flip
away.
That bad boy.
And I'm ready. Man, come on. That's it. That's the investment. Listen to this one. Because we got an experiment now. We're about to get this grocery list, Tony, right? You know, Meijer is bringing groceries to you. I've been seeing that.
Yes.
On the billboard.
Heard about today.
So listen to this card. It's Everyday Spending Grocery Rebates. American, obviously you gotta have that. You gotta have that credit score that's super high. American Express Blue Cash Preferred Credit Card, right?
Okay.
Annual fee $95, right? Sign up bonus: spend $1,000 in the first 3 months and get $150 back. Okay.
Hmm.
Also, although Amex raised the annual fee from $75 to $95 this year, This car has big potential if groceries eat up a sizable portion of your budget. With a 6% rebate, wow, up to $6,000 spent annually in supermarket purchases. Supermarket purchases such as Target and Walmart don't qualify, but 1% thereafter. You'll get a 3% back on gas purchases, including the gas stations at supermarkets like Myers, right?
Okay.
We got Myers. Who else got a gas station in a grocery store?
Well, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club. That's exclusive. Different places like that. Wally World, because they got some gas stations in some states.
Yeah, they do. Yes, they do.
And it says the purchases on select department stores and 1% on all spending, redeem cash back in 25 increments as state credits. Now, this is what I'm thinking. Like, if I'm a caterer or a chef, and I'm making large meals for groups of people,
right,
this is a credit card to have.
That's it. Because you're serving both purposes. Got to have gas for my automobile to get all my goods and services.
And I'm buying food on
the
credit card.
And I'm buying all the ingredients that I need to prepare the meals for the event.
So then when they give me my invoice, I just pay. When I get the invoice get paid, I pay the credit card off.
There you go.
Now I got extra money because of the points that I'm gaining. Win-win for the business owner that's a caterer.
It's being smart, man.
You don't have to rob Peter to pay Paul.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You don't even have to call Paul.
Nope.
Like, I don't need your money.
Don't even
want a
need
sandwich, to. Paul? I'm a caterer.
Yeah, Paul, we got some leftovers, Paul.
Yes, right. So when you look at, so audience, what we was trying to share with you today is just trying to say that all credit cards are not bad, but once you get your credit report together, mm-hmm, and you get your debt under control, and you're like, you got this certain budget, you're like, well, I can pay all my bills with a credit card, and I want to go on a vacation once a year. I'm not going to start. I can put my money in a retirement or savings, but I'm going to use this credit card to pay for my vacations,
mm-hmm,
or pay for the perks I want on car repairs. They got credit cards like that also. So I didn't go through the whole list. I do have more, and we'll cover some of those in honorable mention. But those was a Rolls Royces right there, Tony.
Yeah.
So those ones I mentioned for travel, for grocery shopping, cash back, those are the Rolls Royces. So next list is the honorable mentions.
Okay.
So I go to the ones that's, you know, credit is not so Rolls Royce. If you just under, you that person around 700, 650, around that range,
okay,
they got credit cards for you too. But you know that with those, annual fee might be different. The rebates might be different.
Yeah, the perks will be not as, you know,
not exclusive.
As lucrative. Right.
But it's always good to hear what is exclusive and then say, where am I at in that stratosphere?
And you know, the other piece to this, the takeaway, is that when you pay off this credit card in this manner, that also bolsters your credit score.
That's right. I mean, and then they always talk about it. I always hear this word because, you know, I read this stuff all the time. I help with people. Having that credit mix.
Yes.
The mix. You got to have revolving. If you can have a mortgage, you can have a mortgage. You get something with an installment loan. Mm-hmm. You know, you get that mix right there. Once you get that mix and you get longevity and a history and a consistency, that's when the credit scores go up.
Because they know if you've done this for 10 years, you are not about to change.
Yep. If you lived in the mix, they good.
Yeah.
Or you paid things off. They're like, wow, he paid things off at a fast rate. We would like your business.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to look at that. Well, I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
This is What Do I Do Now? Your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.